こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからチェックしてみてください。1個目、米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載されたテキサス大学オースティン校の研究で、不倫をする人は職場で不適切な行動や不正を引き起こす確率が2倍になっていることが分かりました。2005年に不倫相手を探すための出会い系サイト、アシュリー・マディソンの顧客情報3600万人分が流出しましたが、研究では流出した個人情報と警察官、ファイナンシャルアドバイザー、企業の上層部、知能犯罪を犯した人のデータベースを照合しました。合計11235人分のデータを分析し、年齢、性別、経験値のほか、仕事や文化的な変数を考慮しても、不倫と職場での不祥事に強い相関関係が見られました。
According to a study published in the American Academy of Sciences by researchers at the University of Texas, Austin, people who cheat on their spouse are twice as likely to also engage in professional misconduct in the workplace. In 2005, the personal information of 36 million people signed up to the extramarital affair facilitating website Ashley Madison was leaked.The study cross-referenced the leaked Ashley Madison data with data on police officers, financial advisors, corporate management, and intellectual property criminals. In total, they analyzed the data of 11,235 individuals, and after considering age, gender, experience, work, and cultural factors, the correlation remained significant.
So, intellectual property criminals というよりも white-collar crime を起こした人。
Like embezzlement.
So,とかそう面白くない？まあルールを破るっていう意味では共通しているというか、だから私的な行動と仕事での行動が、まあ、結びついているっていうのが分かっちゃったっていう。
It seems kind of obvious. You'd expect that, right? I mean, that's not shocking.
でもこうなんだろう。不倫と会社での、まあ、横領とか不正って、まあ、ルールを破るっていう意味では共通してるけど、イメージとしてなんかちょっと全然違う感じがしてたから、それをどっちもやるっていうのはちょっと意外だった。どっちもやっちゃう人が結構いるっていうのは、なんかどっちかにしてほしいよね。
I think most people probably wouldn't do both, but if you're doing one, you're still more likely to do the other than someone who's not doing it.
そうなの、right? そう。だからこのペーパーでは、例えば、まあ、その個人の性的なコンダクトとそういう仕事でのコンダクトが相関関係にあるっていうことは、つまり会社でのセクハラとか社内の不倫とかを厳しくこうさせないことによって不正とかも防げる可能性がありますね、みたいなことを言ってた。まあそうなんだよね、結局多分ね、まあ、どっちもやっちゃう、
そういう人、
うん、やばい人だよね。
I like,
受ける。
You see on the、Ashley Madison website, they have their tagline, or they had, I don't know if there's, I don't think they still exist, but their tagline was life is shortHave an affair.
だからそういう態度、アティチュードを持って生きてるんだろうね。
You're gonna die.
そうそう。
Fuck it. You know.
もう短い人生なんだから好きにやらせろみたいな。
It's kind of like Walter White in that Breaking Bad show.
そうだね。
Because the premise of the show is he's like a totally normal, wholesome science teacher.
Yeah.
Right? And then...He gets a diagnosis, and then he kind of resents his situation.
Yeah. ただ動機が違うから、例えばウォルター・ホワイトの場合は家族のためにお金を稼がなくちゃって思って始めたわけじゃない？だからこういろいろ犯罪に手は染めるけど、じゃあ女とめちゃくちゃ遊ぶかって言ったらそういうことではないみたいなさ。だから、まあ動機によるんだろうね。その不正を働く。ただ単に金が欲しいみたいなことだったら、こういうふうに。不倫も横領もどっちもとか。
But there are a lot of people that won't break the rules, whatever the reason is.
うん。Right? まあそう、うん。それはそう。
Yeah, and there's a difference between those people.
そうだよ。
It's not like everyone.
ないと世の中も。
It's for my family. Yeah, but you're like poisoning. Like a lot of people are dying because of this.
Yeah.
You blew up the chicken guy. It's getting out of control.
そうそうそう。
Right?
そうだね。
You forgot the lesson on the back end of the show.
あの、そうね。不倫はやっぱり、こうなんだろう。人のことを、まあ、いろんな理由があるじゃん？人の行動には。
うん。
だから、誰が何をしてもあまりジャッジしないようにしようって思って生きてはいるけど、不倫だけはどうしてもやっぱりなんか、すごい目で見ちゃう、私。あの、例外はあるよ、もちろん。こうなんか、家庭内暴力とかされてて、本当に辛くて、で、別れたいって言っても別れてくれなくて、外に誰か助けてくれる人がいたから、そういうのはちょっと別として、うん、単純にこう、なんていうの、自分の家族を騙して不倫してる。だからうまくいってるように見せかけて、外で遊んでるみたいなとか、本当になんか、人として、一番やばいっていう目で見ちゃう。
That's a crazy reality to put yourself in, right?
うん。
It's like some kind of crazy movie or something.
うん。だってさ、回避する方法っていっぱいあると思ってて、私はね。
Mm-hmm.
その、例えば、私だったら、旦那さんが誰か出会っちゃうとするじゃん。で、好きになっちゃったとか、その人とセックスしたいとか、だったら先に言ってほしい。
Yeah, of course. I mean, everyone feels that way.
で、こう、話し合いたい、それについて。
But people that do that are, they don't want to go through that whole thing. They don't want to do that. And they mean, I think oftentimes people who have an affair or something, they don't even want to, like, they're not thinking that they want to end their current situation and blow up their family or whatever and then get with this new girl or something. That's not what they're thinking. They're thinking, I want to keep my family and everything like that just the way it is.
Yeah.
And I also want to do this over here. Right? So it's not like...
私はやっぱり自分の家庭で、まあ、自分が子供だった時にちょっと家庭が崩壊したことがあったから、さ子供からの目線っていうのがあるわけじゃん。うん、そうやって考えた時に、こう、まあ、奥さんだけでも、まあ、奥さんとか旦那さんだけでもやばいけど、子供いるのにそういう家庭を崩壊にさらすって一番やばいと思ってるけど。なんか相談してほしいよね。なんか、ごめん、こういう人に出会っちゃったんだけど、どうしたらいいっていうふうにまず相談してほしい。
If something like that happens, that person wouldn't want to admit it to themselves or to anyone else.
そうだよ。
I think in their own minds, it's well,
justified?
Compartmentalized.
そうね。そう。だから compartmentalized しちゃダメなんだよ。
And there's all kinds of justifications that people operate in their own minds.
そうなの。
Well, like, you know, I remember 12 years ago, she like did this with this guy.
Yeah.
So like, you know, something like that can just be operating.
そうだよね。なんか私は個人的にこう婚約してる時にマリッジブルーみたいになったことがあって、
うん、
あの、なんかずっと一人の人と付き合ってるとさ、あ、もうこの人しかいないなって思ってるじゃん。ラブみたいな。
うん、
で、だけど、で婚約して、あ、もう結婚する。はい、もう。他の男の人なんて全然興味ないし見てませんが、何年も続いてた時に、こう、なんかまあ、ある人からすごいアプローチされたのね。で、その人はまあ、すごいイケメンだし、まあ、こう、立場もイケてる感じの人。で、その時に私はその人自身には興味なかったの。
うん、
その人と浮気したいとかっていうことじゃなくて、あれ？私まだいけるんだって思っちゃったのね。
You felt like you settled.
Too early? かな？
Low? You sold low?
じゃなくて、なんか、
sold low.
っていうか、あ、まだ私若いんだったって思ったの。なんか彼が4歳年上だから落ち着いた気持ちになっちゃってたけど、そういえば私ってまだ若いんだったって思って、遊ぼうと思えばまだ遊べるんだ。え？ていうか結婚しちゃっていいのかな？みたいな。なんか思っちゃったのね。で、その、まあ、すごいアプローチしてきた人と、ご飯食べに行って、まあ、それは彼にも言って、ご飯食べに行って、まあ、仕事の話があったから、会いに行って、あ、私まだこんなイケメンにガンガン来られるほどいけるんだって思っ て、それをやっぱ例えば隠していたら、え、いいのかないいのかなっていうのが増幅しちゃって良くなかったと思うのね、
うん、
でもそれを私は彼に相談したの、
うん、
実はこういうことになっていて結婚していいのかなって思っちゃってるみたいな、私ってまだ若いじゃん、
うん、
でなんかまだまだいけるっていう気がしててどうしようって言ったら、その、まあ、彼氏が超冷静に、いやそりゃまだいけるでしょ若いしみたいな、
うん、
まあ、そりゃそう思うんじゃないってなんか言ってきたのね。そこで、あ、そっか、なんかなんだ、驚いたのは自分だけで、別にこれって意外なことでもなんでもないのか、あ、じゃあ別に、そっか、OK みたいな感じで。
Well, I think...
なんかわかる？こう話したことによって、話して、さらに相手がすごい大人の対応してくれたことによって、
mm.
なんかそこですごい嫉妬したりとかさ、え、じゃあなんか、そいつのとこ行けばいいじゃないかとか言われてたらちょっとダメだったかもしれないんだけど、めっちゃ冷静に、いや、そりゃそうでしょ。若いし、みたいな。でも自分は君と結婚したよ、みたいな感じで、冷静に言われた時に、あ、そっか、って。
Well, I think it's, first of all, it's super normal to kind of think that way.
Mm.
No matter what decisions you make, you're always kind of going to have, you're going to want to check into the alternate universe.
Right.
Right? Where you made the other decisions. Like, did I make the right choice? Mm. Maybe the grass was greener over there.
Yeah.
Right? And we have a strong bias to want to make sure that we're doing the right thing.
Mm.
I think that's what healthy brains have to do to make good decisions.
そうだから、こう相手にもそういうことがあった時に、なんか相談してほしいって私は思ってる。私がそうしたように、なんか実はこういうことになってて、
You set some precedent for.
そう、でもそう。そうするとなんか意外とはーってこう落ち着いてまた元の状態に戻ってこれることもあるじゃん、
うん、
だからいや不倫は良くないよやっぱ
well, Do you think like I know this one guy who、うん、can't not cheat. He always tries to cheat with everything、
うん、
It's his That's likeIt's not
everything. Ah, その女性とかだけじゃなくて。
Like it's like he really.
あ、マジでも。
Just doesn't care enough to not cheat. So, he's always trying to like get away with like little things, you know. So if you like lend him money or something, like I mean, you'll probably get it back, but you don't know. It depends.
Okay.
But he and. I've played N64 with him, like Mario Kart,、
hmm.
and he would always cheat, and it would ruin the game.
How?
So if you're playing Mario Kart 64, you know, like on the... Is that like the Wario racetrack or like the... There's like shortcuts. So like on the rainbow stage, you can like jump off.
Hi.
You can jump off to the left, right at the beginning of rainbow stage.
Right. That's not cheating, is it?
It's, well, here's the thing. If you jump off at the beginning and try to do that huge shortcut,
yeah.
If you land the shortcut, you win.
Yeah.
If you miss, you lose.
Right.
So what my friend would do is he would jump off to the left and try to do the shortcut. And if he made it, he'd win.
Right.
So we're all just going around in circles, like just waiting for him to win. It's stupid. And then if he jumped off...And he missed, he would just put the controller down.
Ah, それは良くない。
And like go to the fridge. It's like, and there's just no way to get him to stop. But there's just some people that have such a, they get such a thrill out of it for some reason. I feel like it kind of ruins what we're trying to do.
まあそのシチュエーションではそうだね。
Yeah.
あんまり楽しくないよね、一緒にやってる方としてはね。
Yeah. But there are...You know, people want to get a little bit of an edge. Some people,
I guess.
And they want to like.
だそれをこうさ誇りに思ってる人もいるもんね。むしろその不倫とかもそうだけど、
うん、
俺はなんかそういう男みたいな感じでさ、こう誇りっぽく言ってくる人とかいるじゃん、だからあなんか前に会社の人でなんか、ああ結婚生活どうですかみたいな話をみんなでしてたら、その人がまあ俺はまだ不倫してないけど、まあまだねみたいな感じの言い方しててはあって思ったけどなんか何言ってんのって思って、
If he's joking, it sounds like he's probably joking.
いやで、いや不倫良くないですよみたいな感じで言ったら、いやマミちゃんはまだ結婚してないから分かんないんだよみたいな感じ、ちょっとイラッとしながら言われて、で私はその時家庭崩壊真っ最中だったから、分かってねえなおめえだろと思ってイラッとしたんだけど、その人子供2人もいたからね。でもなんかそういう、それ奥さんがそこにいたら絶対言わないじゃん、それもなんか嫌だなとか、別に結婚しろって誰にも強制されてないんだからさ、遊びたいんだったら結婚しなきゃいいのになって思う、思わない？
Well, I don't see the. I think if someone feels like they want to cheat in a marriage, then they made a mistake, and they don't want to own up to that mistake that they made, and so they're trying to just build their life around themselves at other people's expense.
なんかこう他の人が好きになっちゃうことって。まあ、絶対ないと誰にも言えないじゃん。それはいいとして、好きになっちゃったんだったらまずこっちを終わらせてからにしてくれって感じ、だからそれだったら別にしょうがないっていうか、もうどうしようもないと思うんだけどね。
People make mistakes too, and people learn at different rates too. People take things seriously way later in life sometimes,
I guess.
You know?
私さ、なんか芸能人とかで不倫してるとか、それ どうでもいいじゃん、なんか自分に関係ないし知らない人だし。でもなんか妊娠したらホルモンがちょっと変わるじゃん、でなんかこうママベアホルモンじゃないけどさ、そういうのがすごい出てきちゃって、妊娠した瞬間にその過去に不倫した芸能人とかもテレビで見ると、もう一瞬でチャンネル変えるぐらいもう本当にイライラしてなんかあなんだ、別に不倫してる芸能人とかどうでもいいじゃんって思ってたけど、ホルモンの場所によってなんかこんなに変わるんだって思ってびっくりした。
Well, people have weird, people seem to be, I mean, people's relationships in I guess particularly in the States are not as traditional.As, remember, I mean, we talked to your friend, Sarah, about...
polyamory?
Yeah, polyamory and these kinds of things. And I think some people at some stage in their marriage might have some kind of philosophical change about sex. You know, their attitudes towards it may change. So if you're marrying someone, you should make sure that you guys have, you know, similar ideas about, you know, what's appropriate or whatever.
そうだね。そうだね。
Or at least have, you know, a strong notion of consent or whatever, but you don't want to be in a situation where you're with someone that wants to do something that you don't want them to do. That's a shitty situation.
Yeah. だからそう、結婚してしばらく経って急に片っぽがポリアモリーにめっちゃ興味持ち始めるとかっていうことでしょ。
You're holding me back.
いや、そう、like、やめてやめてって感じだよね。ちょっと待ってちょっと待ってみたいな。でもわかんないよね。だって何十年も一緒にいるってなったらさ、やっぱりその間で急にベジタリアンになってみようかなとかさ、
It's over.
I'm out of here. 急にポリアモリーやってみようかな、やってみようかなっていうのはちょっと勝手だけど、ちょっと興味あるなとかさ、っていう人もいるだろうし、まあ子供いるいらないとかもね。
Culture is changing at such a pace that parents think their children are kind of weird.
Yeah.
Right? So you should expect that to happen. With your own children, but that could also happen to the person you're with over that same amount of time.
うん、そうなんだよね。なんかその人間として成長したりとか変化してるなんかこう中でこうお互いがすごい離れていっちゃうっていうかさ、全然違う方向に進むこともあるだろう
し。If culture and technology is moving at the pace that it's moving at, you and your partner need to decide exactly how fast you're going to move. Are you going to move with culture at the leading edge and the with technology, so the latest whatever brain implant? Honey, I'm interested in getting an implant in my brain. I'm going to have artificial intelligence analyzing, you know, our intercourse.
それは嫌だ。
But you're, there are so many things that you could potentially disagree on in the next 10, 15, 20 years in a serious way, with technology, with culture, because it's changing faster than it's ever changed.
うんね、まあその子育てとかでもさ、子供に携帯持たせる持たせないとかでもやっぱりこう意見が変わっちゃったら喧嘩になるだろうしとか。
Well, people used to smack their kids.
Yeah,
if your kid's disbehave or misbehaving, you know, you whip them with a belt or something. That was normal, right? In a lot of places. It still is in a lot of places.
Outrageous.
That's still normal in other places. They would tell you that you're crazy for thinking that you can raise kids without doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a cultural difference.
そうなんだよね。やっぱりでも、あとはその地域とかによっても違うというか、例えば今私がその英語で話してるような友達と遊んでるときに子供を叩くとかっていうのも結構考えられないみたいな感じなわけじゃん、みんな。だけど、この間普通に日本人の友達と遊んでたら、まあ子供を普通に叩いたりしてるよみたいなこと言ってて、なんかそのギャップも、国のギャップっていうか、同じ世代でも地域によって全然違うなって思った。
Well, there are a shitload of people that speak English that smack their kids.
Oh yeah, for sure. But like at least people around me, you know, like international minded people.
Yeah.
They tend to,
I guess,
go the same direction.
Yeah, so. I guess I'm glad you're not mostly hanging out with people that smack their kids. No, all my friends smack their kids. What are you talking
about? 考えられないよね。自分だったら。
Well, it went from the belt thing to like spanking.
Yeah.
Right? And there's still a lot of parents that will spank their kids. Right? You probably hang out with people that have spanked a kid or two. No? I mean, I wouldn't go around. If someone spanked their kids, I don't think they'd go around telling all the other parents, like, oh yeah, I spanked my... Like, they wouldn't, they wouldn't say that.
I guess.でもこう猫とか犬とかを叩く人もいるじゃん。なんか当たり前みたいな感じで。
Well,
それも私
こう。Cats seems really pointless because cats are stupid and they're not going to learn anything.
They're not stupid. Oh my god.
They don't learn.
They just don't give a fuck.
I've wasted so much time trying to teach cats things.
But 結構なんか当たり前みたいに犬猫叩く。人もいて、なんかそれのと同じ感覚で当たり前みたいに子供叩いてる人もいる。
If you smack a dog, not like hard, but if you like slap it on the face or something, not if it's like a tiny. Everyone's dog here is super tiny. Most, a lot of dogs are like wolf size, so it's not like a big deal. If you have a Chihuahua, don't slap your Chihuahua. I mean, ideally, no one wants to have to be physical with an animal, but if it's a larger animal.You know, sometimes that seems like it's really effective. Hmm. At least dogs. Cats, they're not stupid, but they don't have emotional sort of empathic intelligence. You know what I mean? Or they just don't care.
Yeah, I mean, if you just, yeah.
So if you hit it, it's not going to make a connection between how you feel and like what you're doing.
Exactly.
But dogs are very, very sensitive. So I think just being angry is...should be sufficient for a dog. Like, I never had to smack my dog unless she, like, bit me or something. Then I might have, like, smacked her. I've definitely smacked her. But it's not like I didn't love my dog.
Right.
Can't be biting people.
Can't be biting people. Can't be cheating.
It's dangerous. Dogs, if a dog's, you know, trying to bite, like, people who don't discipline their dogs, like, I mean, I'd rather have someone slap their dog than have a dog bite some kid's face off or something. God. You know, which totally happens.
Right.
Because dogs are around people and they're at like child height. They need to be disciplined.
Yeah, I get a little bit scared sometimes, like when I'm out with a stroller.
You should be. Dogs are, can
dog
be very dangerous.
And when the dog comes close, like no offense, but I don't know this dog.
And
right?
your kid would have to get a shot and everything.
Yeah.
You know, there's like crazy bacteria in there.
Yeah. I don't know this dog and I don't know its owner. I don't know, you know. So... まあ、犬だけじゃなくて普通に人もだけどね、こう、わーとか急に近寄ってきたら結構怖いよな。
Just smack them.
なんか急に近寄ってきて赤ちゃんに触ってくる人とかさ、へーってなる。なんで勝手に触る、
yeah. なんか Like where? 頭？
頭を勝手に撫でるとか、ほっぺを触るとか、腕とか手を触る。Mm-hmm. まあその中で私の中で手が一番最悪。なぜなら、手すぐ口に入れるじゃん、赤ちゃんって。だからその人の手が汚れてたり変な菌持ってたらそれをそのまま食べちゃうからさ、って感じ。
That's like how you'd have to behave if you were in one of the like leper towns or something. You know where they keep all the infected. You know they would segregate lepers from the rest of society.
Okay.
When people had leprosy, I guess,
okay.
a highly contagious disease, and I don't know.
本当勝手に触んない。でほしい。なんか私は前も言ったっけこの話、なんか知らない赤ちゃんをさ急に触るっていう文化が私はないのね。なんか赤ちゃんも人間じゃん。だからそんな急にさ、
mm-hmm.
他人で、だ友達の子供とかはまた別として、道歩いてて知らない赤ちゃんそんな急に顔触ったりするって私は思っちゃうけど、ただあっちも悪気がないからこうやめてくださいとか言うわけにもいかず。あーって思いながらありがとうございますとか言わなきゃいけないっていうストレス。
Babies are magical for people, I think. For some people. Like older people.
そう、だからニコニコして話しかけてくれたりするのはありがたいんだけど、触んなくてもいいじゃん。
They just wanna touch.
しかもやっぱワクチンとかまだ全部済んでないしさ、なんか怖いじゃん。はしかとかなんかわかんないけど、とにかく。わーってなっちゃう。
I think he's probably gonna be fine.
yeah. No. I get...I feel really strange. Like,
do you like wash his hands after he gets touched?
No, but well, because we're usually outside, だからそんな洗ったりできないけど。
Can you use that little travel gel stuff, maybe?
I guess, but it's alcohol, right? I don't want him to eat that either.
Get drunk?
Yeah, well, no, but なんか体ねちょっと次。過去の研究でほとんどの人が自分の能力、見た目、性格などを過剰評価する傾向にあることが分かっていますが、Nature Human Behavior に掲載されたミュンヘン大学とアムステルダム大学の研究チームが実験を行い、自信過剰でいることの意義を探りました。最初の実験では、被験者に知能テストを受けさせた上で2つのグループに分けました。その際、1つのグループにだけ、他のグループの人と1対1で会話をして、あなたの点数の方が高いと思わせることができたら15ユーロあげると告げました。被験者には内緒で実際の点数とは異なる点数を知らせておきました。報酬目当てのグループはコントロール群よりも自信満々に振る舞っていたほか、高い点数を獲得したと思っている被験者は実際の点数に関わらず他人をよりうまく説得できていました。
While past studies have shown that humans have a tendency to overestimate their own abilities, appearance, and personality, a recent study published in Nature Human Behavior by researchers at Amsterdam University in Munich have further investigated the significance of this overconfidence. In the first experiment, subjects took an intelligence test and were then told that if they could convince someone else that they had gotten a high score, that they would receive 15 euros.They then secretly told the subject their score, except they gave them a fake score. Subjects who were told that they had got a high score, regardless of their actual score, were more successful in convincing others that they had gotten a high score.
そう。まあよく言うよね、政治家とか CEO とかの、まあコミュニケーショントレーニングしてる時も、自己暗示みたいな感じで、まず自分を騙すことから始めないと、自分の演説を周りの人も信じてくれないよみたいな。 だから、まあ、あと人狼とかやってると、まあ、人をよく騙すわけだから、
うん、
まあ、いろんな人とプレイしてると大体確かにこうでかい声で自信満々に喋る人に結構集団ってすぐ釣られてしまうんだよね、
うん、
だから旗から見たらすげえ怪しくても超自信満々な人が一人いるとあそうなのかなっていう、う
ん、You see this in politics a lot、
うん、
And this is the way that politicians are trained
Yeah, yeah
You know, is to be confident and talk with a loud, you know, sort of this leader、
うん
archetype voiceAnd to smile at the end of their statements, you know, and to try to have a large presence. It's all about being noticed,
yeah.
Because the world is driven by attention. So if you can control attention, then you can control what people are thinking about.
ね、こう自信満々な人がいるとやっぱりその自信に根拠があるんだろうなってみんながなんとなくアスームしてくれちゃうというか。であ自分はそこまで自信ないからじゃあこの人が言ってることが正しいのかなみたいに流されるっていうのはよくあるよねだから、うん、まああれだよね面接の時とかもそうだもんねこう自信満々にさ自分はこんなこともできるこんなこともできるこんなこともしてきましたみたいに言うと
But everyone's kind of doing that now I feel like that's played out now Everyone did it
うんでもそれが逆にだからもうミニマムになってるからあとこう給料の交渉してる時とかもさめっちゃ自信満々に、うん、いやこんぐらいは上げてもらわないとみたいな感じで
I think as everyone in the market gets better information about how they should be presenting themselves then it becomes much more important to differentiate yourself rather than to meet the standard、
うん、
like your odds are I think about as goodOr if not better.
Right.
If you could differentiate yourself in some way, then they either want that or they don't. But at least it's very distinct.
Because、
mm. you know, like, if you look at some crowd of Shinsotsu, they all have the exact same suit, same haircut, same... I mean, just they look...It's crazy how the same they...
うん。まあ逆にそれがストレングスになっちゃうからね、日本の普通の就活だと。
Well, it's a compliance test in some ways.
そう、そのみんなと一緒がちゃんとできる人かどうかっていう。
But you look like you're stuck in the simulation. If you can look... You want to look like Neo in the Matrix. Like you know the rules...And you're bending them on purpose, not out of ignorance. If you're bending the rules out of ignorance, no one's going to hire you on purpose, right? If you're not Neo, then yeah, maybe, you know, maybe they'll hire you. But true confidence is like, I'm Neo. Dude, I'm the one. Are you crazy? That's what differentiating yourself could do.
And then you just seem totally crazy and you don't get a job.
Maybe. But when you finally get a job, you will get the best job.
And
you don't
have to,
you don't have to get the same job everyone else is getting if you can differentiate yourself.
I guess.
Because you say you're Neo, and people can say you're not Neo.
Yeah.
But as soon as someone says you're Neo, then you're Neo.
I guess. I mean, I wanted to stand out, so I didn't get the shukatsu suit, and I had this really, like, trendy-looking gray striped suit, and I didn't dye my hair black or anything, but I got it easy because I spoke English. You know, that made a huge difference, right?
Mm.
So, 英語さえできれば、本当に、だからそれは、本当にそうなんだよね。就活、別に、普通の就活する必要全くなくて、就活スーツも買わなくていいし、そう。
Mm-hmm.
で私が別に他の人より頭いいとか、そういうことでは全くなくて、単純に英語喋れるってだけだったからね。
Do you think you'd get a high score on an intelligence test? If someone just gave you an intelligence test right now?
I don't think so.
How would you do?
Where,
what's your percentile? You're better than what percent of the population?
全然わかんない。しかもその intelligent 私のパターンを見つけるやつあるじゃん。なんか、
mm.
何？三、 9、100、150、はい、次の数字はみたいな。ああいうの超できないの。だからそういうのだったらもう詰む。もう終わり。
Well, but some of that is education. So that wouldn't be a good question for like an intelligence test.
I guess.、
Right?
I don't know.
But I mean, there is pattern recognition.
でしょ？あるよね。知能テストとかで。Yeah.
So you're not good at like,
you know, クイズ番組とか見てても
when they rotate stuff or like which shape doesn't fit in here or some of those things.
あ、そういうのは大丈夫だけど、そのパターンをなんかこう絵が並んでて次に来るのは何でしょうとか、そういうのは考えるのが嫌いなのか苦手とか以前になんかめんどくさいっていうか好きじゃないんだよね、パターンを探すのが。だから
I think it's fun though.
I guess I'm not AI.
Hmm.
I guess if you cut my arm, it's not 機械.
Maybe you're thinking too hard.
Maybe. My husband's really good at that kind of stuff. そのクイズ番組見てるとやっぱり分かりやすいんだよね。I guess. Yeah, I just...
Because sometimes it's like... Once you realize the answer, you realize that all the thinking you were doing was not really helping.
そうね。で、うん、いや。だから、すごい熟考して分かるもんじゃないもんね、ああいうのってね。こう、パッとひらめきっていうかさ。
I guess, I mean, you want to think, but you don't want to feel like you're thinking. I guess it's important just to not become frustrated.
Right.
Because as soon as you're frustrated, you're not really thinking, you just feel like you are.
Yeah, I guess.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I feel like that's a thing.
なんか、小学校とか中高の時ってそういう知能テストみたいなのやらされたよね。大人になってからやることないから忘れてたけど。
やらなかった。I mean, there were a lot of standardized tests, like the Iowa. Did you take that?
No.
They had the Iowa like.
Is that like IQ test?
It's not an IQ test. It's just a standardized like. I think it's just math.
そういうこと？あ、OK。
Skills or whatever. But it's kind of supposed to be like IQ-ish. I mean, they'd never say that because it'd be very controversial to have a standardized IQ test, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
if everyone was required to take an IQ test in school, it's like, okay, you're an idiot. We're not going to waste money trying to educate you.
Like, I guess so.
Like, that could be controversial. I think IQ is rightfully controversial.
そっか。
But confidence comes from so many different places. It's weird. Like I forgot my watch today.
Okay.
My wrist feels naked. My wrist feels naked. Right?It's like cold or something. And I don't know. Like, no one else would really notice or care, right? But because I usually wear a watch,
yeah.
I now have this subtle insecurity of like, man, where's my watch? And I'm reminded of that insecurity because I keep looking up at my wrist and then my watch isn't
right.
there.
あのメイクとかもそうだよね。例えばこう会議に行くときとかにすっぴんで行くって考えられないし、すっぴんで行ったらこう自分が弱くなってる。
You're vulnerable.
Your
face is naked.
HP が減った状態で行くことになっちゃうみたいな。
yeah.
だから
You're not ready for battle.
いや収録の時毎週今マイケルに会うだけだからすっぴんだけど、それはもう本当になんか I don't care I don't care what you think、じゃん。こう自分の見た目をマイケルにどう思われてるかを本当に多分心からあの気にしてない
、you don't even care enough to like show that you don't
そうだから
It's definitely not like 心から or anything. It's just そのまま
でもそれは結構珍しいというかさ、あのなんていうの、友達に会う時とかも普通は化粧するから。
Well, I'm not acting like I super care either, so that probably helps, right? So if I was like Super Metro or something, and I came in here with my eyebrows did.
Maybe.
Like, you'd be like, dang.
まあ、いつもこうジャケットとか着てみたいなだったら、うん、そうかもね。どうだろうね。まあ、相手にもよるけど。
It's important. I really think it's important to believe in yourself. And so much of like the self-help material in the world, like probably half of it, just can be distilled down to believe in yourself. You don't have to have a reason, you know?
そうだね。
And it's like, well, why would I believe in myself if I have no reason? And people rationalize all these like vast systems of like karma or like the secret, you know, manifesting from your inner chakras or whatever explanation people come up with. What we do know is that you can't really do the incredible stuff without having some belief in yourself.
Mm.
That's, I think that's kind of all you need to know. I mean, maybe it isn't, but I guess you can just attach whatever rationalization you need.
Mm. 昔あの what was her name? Shit. This model. This, fuck. What was her name? Anyway, this super famous model. This super famous model in the States said that, そのクラブで一番こうナンパとかされる女の子っていうのは、そこで一番客観的に見て美人とかじゃなくて、一番自信があるように見える子ですみたいなこと言ってて、まあ確かにそれあるじゃん。こう、
Someone that's having fun.
そうそうそうそう。
Someone who looks like they enjoy their own company.
そうそうそう。だから、あ、私今どう見えてるかなとかじゃなくて、もう、ふぅみたいなさ、楽しいみたいな、この方がやっぱりこう、モテますねって。それはだからやっぱりこう、見た目がどうこうっていうよりかは、やっぱ自信があるとそれだけ魅力的に見えるっていうさ。で、それは実際そうだなって思う。
You need a lot of belief in yourself and confidence to meet people, to meet new people, to if you see someone you're interested in, like I feel like I don't even know how to say this. I feel like people are getting more confident about talking to strangers, maybe it's just me. But people have been talking to me lately in a way that like throws me off guard. Well, like
a party とかでってこと?
No, I'll just be like at a cafe or something.
Oh.
Or I'll be like at the gym or something.
Huh.
And people are like, oh, I saw you at Starbucks or something.
ナンパってこと? 逆なんてこと?
I guess, but there's been
like... 女子が?
Yeah. At a supermarket, like a couple days ago, too. Like this, it's weird.
女子が?
Yeah.
いつもいますよね、みたいな。
Yeah. Well,
何、モテ期?
Yeah, I don't want to...
モテ期が到来してんの?
No, this isn't normal. But I think... But I'm like shocked, right? Is I don't do that. I don't have that much confidence.
Right.
As much as they do.
Right.
So I like make the situation awkward.
Oh.
Not always. But
okay.
I feel like I am.
え、なんて言われんの? え、スーパーでなんて言われたの?
I don't know. I think she just asked, she just made some small talk. It wasn't like...
Oh. She didn't ask for your number or anything?
No, she didn't. No, not like ask for my number or something.
Oh.
But it's just like small talk. I don't remember what she said.
Huh.
But.
Interesting.
Is that. But I think most people are more willing to talk to strangers than I am. Or like.
I don't know. I don't know how eager you are or not eager you are.
Well, I have a girlfriend, so I'm not like hitting on anyone. Like, there's no...
Right.
I'm not interested in that, but...
I like talking to strangers. I talk to other moms.
I feel like in Japan, guys are... At least the guys I know are... At least the Japanese guys I know are more timid about talking to girls than girls are about talking to guys.
Hmm.
Where it always seemed... I always thought it was the other way.
Hmm. Interesting.
I have no data. So just ignore what I don't know what I'm talking about.
適当な統計.
But how do you find something like that out? Because, I mean, before I feel like when I was a college student, I had a better sense than now.
そうだね.
Right? Do you feel like you know what people are doing? I don't know what people are doing.
いや、わかんないよね。 自分の統計しかないもんね。
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do people like talk to you at
Yeah, I think I'm very approachable.
More than me.
So people talk to me, あの、結構こう、まあ、あと子供連れてるとね、やっぱり話しかけやすいから、いろんな人が話しかけてくるし。
Not like Nampa, right?
あ、ナンパはない。妊娠してる時は一回だけあった。 多分お腹めっちゃ大きかったんだけど、お腹が見えなかったのか。
What?
なんか後ろから
like, 後ろからナンパ?
なんか斜めぐらいから。
You didn't like turn around?
いや、多分なんかパッと見て顔だけ見て、斜め後ろぐらいから、すいませんみたいな。なんか、すいません何してるんですかみたいな感じで、え、私?と思って、こんなお腹大きいから、いや、違うでしょと思って。 振り返ったらその人も、あ、違ったねって感じで、あ、すいませんみたいな。すごい恥ずかしそうにしてた。かわいそう。それはあったけど、さすがにあの、子連れでナンパしてくる猛者はいないよね。でも、歩いてて言ったっけ?ベビーカーって歩いてるじゃん?そしたら、 外歩いてる時に男の人ってこう顔を見てくるじゃん。見てくるのよ。どんな顔かな、この子みたいな。で、その確率がちょっと減ったのね。やっぱベビーカー持ってるから、こう日本人の男の人は多分私のことがもう見えてない時が多い。だけど外国人の男の人はそれにも負けない。ベビーカーにも負けずすごい見てくるから、その差を感じる。<笑> で、この間言ったっけ?これ誰に言ったんだっけ?マイケルに言ったんだっけ?そしたらなんかさ、でも観光客とかかもしれないよねって言ったんだっけ?マイケルが。全く同じ話したっけ?これ違う人だっけ?
I think so.
Okay.
But,
まあ。もう記憶が。I don't stop赤ちゃんの話、so. 止めてよ。これ聞いてる人はさ、またこの話ってなっちゃう。次。先週、西ヨーロッパが再び熱波に襲われ、フランスで42.6度、オランダで41.7度、 ドイツで41.5度、ベルギーで39.9度など、各国で観測史上最高気温が更新されました。地球温暖化で気温が上昇し、こうした極度の熱波が襲ってくるリスクも増加しており、50年前と比較して少なくとも5倍になっています。北極の気温が上昇し、中緯度と高緯度の気温差が縮まっていることなどから、ジェット気流など高気圧からの風が弱まり、 ブロッキング現象が起き、熱波は数日から1週間程度同じ地域にとどまってしまいます。日本でも今年5月、気象庁気象研究所の発表で、温室効果ガス排出による地球温暖化がなければ、昨年の猛暑は起きていなかったとする報告書を発表しており、地球全体の平均気温があと1度上昇すると、日本の猛暑日の発生回数が 1.8倍になるとしています。
Last week, Western Europe experienced more heat waves. France reached 42.6 degrees, the Netherlands 41.7 degrees, Germany 41.5 degrees, and Belgium 39.9 degrees, all of which set new records for recorded temperatures. Global warming is increasing the heat energy in the atmosphere, increasing the risk of extreme heat events. Such heat waves have become 5 times more frequent compared to 50 years ago. As the temperature of the North Pole rises, the difference between mid and high latitudes on Earth is lessened, weakening atmospheric currents and causing heat waves to persist in the same region for up to a week. In Japan, the Meteorological Agency published a report suggesting that in the absence of anthropogenic greenhouse gas emissions, the heat waves in Japan last year would not have occurred. The report also predicts that if global average temperatures increased by another 1 degree Celsius, the number of extremely hot days would increase by 1.8 times.
So, やばいよね。今かな、今週まさにグリーンランドとか、あとその北欧あたりにこの熱波が移動していて、その今まで涼しかった国々は、まあ、部屋に冷房がないっていう人もいっぱいいるから、
うん、
突然こんな40度とかになっちゃうと本当に死ぬ人がいっぱい出てきちゃうっていうことで、まあ、フランスとかもね、特にこう古い、まあ、フランスだけじゃないけど古い建物がすごい多いから、
うん、
こう立て付けが悪かったりとかしてさ、冷房の、まあ、冷房がそもそもついてない人もいっぱいいるし、ついててもあんまり気が良くないとかさあるから、なんか窓がこう閉まってるような閉まってないようなみたいなさ、
うん、
部屋っていっぱいあるじゃん。だから本当に気をつけないと危ないっていう、
うん、some people have died in Japan over the last week, right? Like 30 people or something?
Oh god, okay. 熱中症とか。
Yeah, I don't know if that number is correct, but something like that、うん、And there was the guy in the Trump の着ぐるみ。
Okay.
And he died from 熱中症。
Oh god, that sucks. 35度を超えるともう扇風機とかっていうレベルじゃないっていうなんか逆効果になっちゃうからっていうのは言ってた。だからまあ、
I think
冷房つけるかどっか涼しい場所に行くとか。
There are ways to live in really hot places without air conditioning.A lot of people around the world do that and survive. But the problem is, if it hasn't gotten that hot before, you don't know how to live、
yeah.
in those conditions. They're not used to it. Their bodies、mm. aren't used to it.
この間なんか、扇風機の前のとこに、前か後ろに保冷剤をこう引っ掛けると、こう冷たい。空気が出ますよみたいな言ってる人もいたけど、
And they use a lot of、evaporative coolers in、うん、Southeast Asia、うん、not traditional air conditioning units、
うん、
And they work pretty well. They're actually made by Japanese companies. There's Japanese companies、うん、exporting these evaporative coolers all over Southeast Asia.
なんかソニーのやつ見た？パーソナルエアコンみたいな。
Oh, like theIt attaches to the back of your neck or something. What was that?
So, なんかクラウドファンディングで Rion Pocket っていうなんかウェアラブルの冷房なのかこれは。
How does it work?
なんか専用インナーウェアの首の部分にくっついてるポケットにその端末を入れてスマホで操作するみたいな。
Hmm.Have you seen construction workers have been wearing those puffy jackets for a couple years now?
Right,
You've
right.
seen that, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It looks kind of funny.
この排気の穴じゃないけど、ファンみたいなのがついてるやつでしょ。
Yeah. They usually have like two fans on the back, and it's just puffed up.
あとなんか中国でこう首から下げるこうなんかヘッドフォンみたいな感じで右左にこうなんかファンがついててっていうのも見た。
Oh, the Chinese tourists have crazy like fan technology.
あと最近日本でも若い子たちみんなこのポータブル扇風機みたいなの持ってるよね。Mm-hmm. うちらが中高の時一回流行ってみんななんか教室で持ってたけど、それのもっとでかい版みたいな。
I remember it had like four double A's in it or something crazy.
Yeah, yeah, 流行ったよね。
Yeah.
でも今のやつの方がこうもっとなんかでかい。
That was like 2005 or something, no?
しかも今のってなんかこういうさ。フェンにこのちゃんとガードみたいなのがついてるじゃん、
うん、
うちらの時なんかただこうペラペラのこうプロペラみたいなのが回るだけだった気がする、
うん、
あんながっちりした作りじゃなかったと思うけど。
I thought they had、I don't remember. I thought I had a case over it、
うん、
I can't remember。
あと今のは多分なんか電池じゃなくて充電式だよね、
うん、
だから携帯とかにつなげて、
yeah.
使ってる子を見たこと
あるけど。 People are walking around with the umbrellas and then the fan. You know, like if you have...
You call it umbrella? Is that a word? 初めて聞いた。
I don't know if that's a word.
日傘のこと？
Yeah.
ダサ。
I heard it somewhere. It infected my brain. It just came out.
やだ。
Sun umbrella.
Yeah. Yeah. 日傘っていうとこうおしゃれっぽいのにね、エレガントっぽいのにね、サンブラっていうとなんか、
サンブラ is probably like Kleenex or something. It's like a brand name.
はあ、
I'm not sure.
まあそうね、日傘日本は指してる人結構いるし、なんか小池都知事がさあこう提案したこの、hmm? なんていうの、傘を頭にかぶるやつみたいな、チョーラが、しかももともとなんか別にもう作ってる企業ありますみたいなさ、ただの都民の税金の無駄遣いみたいな。あれも、あれはさすがにちょっとかぶってる人見たことないけど。
What is it?
It's a sunbrella hat. So you wear it on your head. It looks really dasai.
What about just the old, the rice field hat?
そうそうそう、だからベトナムの人とかがかぶってるみたいなさ、あれでいいじゃんね。なんであの、
If they just, so the band part on those hats, the part that attaches to your head,
yeah,
is not comfortable. Those rice field hats.Because I bought a legit one in,、okay. in Vietnam for while I was there.
Oh, okay.
One problem with the rice field hat is that when you ride on a bicycle, which is all the time、
yeah.
in Vietnam, it blows off and then the string、oh. chokes you out.
Okay. それちょっと困っちゃうね。
And there's like nothing you can do. It's so hot, so you have to wear the hat.
Right. Don't you wear that in Tokyo?
That hat?
Yeah, as your own sunbrella.
I've never seen someone wearing one of those hats in Japan, except for monks, you
yeah.
know, with the bell.
Yeah.
Why don't you
start the trend?
Would you wear that? What if we sold like a biting good news, a rice field hat?
あの、都内だとどうだろう？あの、傘の大きさによるよね。結構でかいとさ、なんかこう人に当たっちゃいそうだよね。あの都内は混んでるから、まあ、電車とか
エレベーターね。
あ、そうだね。エレベーター気まずいよね、
yeah.
超邪魔じゃんみたいな。でもでこう昔のさ時代劇の人みたいにこうなんか背中に背負ってさあれを、mm. いらないときはすごいかっこよさそうじゃない、
mm. People get mad if you even if you have a backpack on your back.
そうだね
train,
それ電車乗ったら
切
れ
られる。 So you're gonna have to wear that rice field hat on the front.
いや、そうだね。
Which doesn't look as cool.
Right. いや、でも本当にね、この地球温暖化の影響っていうのがもうサロではないですっていうのをこの専門家の人も言ってた。
What do you think is going to happen? Are we going to fix it? Are the politicians going to make everything work? Let's say a miracle happens and Japan just gets their carbon emissions to zero.
結局メディアもそうだし、この間選挙があったから政治家の人がまあいろんな自分の政策とか発表してたわけだけど、別にこう地球温暖化とか環境問題をメインの争点にしてる感じは全くないわけじゃん、
うん、
こうまあもうちょっとこう身近な問題で訴えかけるしかないから、税金とかさ、そういう、ただこうなんかいつになったらこれをもうちょっとこうなんて言うんだろう、緊急の問題としてみんなが話すようになるのかっていう。
Well, it would be expensive, right? And
yeah.
that would, which means it would cost money, which means people that, it means someone's got to pay for it.
Yeah.
And we can't get that far down the conversation. And the only way to properly do that, the only real...policy that you could use to implement something that would fix the problem is some kind of a carbon tax, which right. is taxing the externalities.
Right.
That's the only answer. If I think, this is just my personal opinion, but environmentalists who are not advocating for a carbon tax are not going to help solve the problem.
Hmm. ね、なんかこう。
Because what?
あんま、なんだろう、こう、猛暑ですねみたいな感じで。暑い、びっくりするぐらい暑いみたいなこと自体はメディアとかでも取り上げられるけど、mm-hmm. じゃあこれがこのまま進むとどうなるとか、これがなんでこうなってるっていうのをあんまりこう説明してるとこが ないなっていうのは。
What are the potential solutions that people are talking about? Carbon capture? It's totally not feasible. It's ridiculous. That's all I ever see people talking about, carbon capture. It's not going to happen.
あと基本なんかいつもそうだけど、日本はまあそれは一般の人に向けてるから一般向けの対策を言ってるだけなのかもしれないけど、企業に対策が求められているっていうよりかは、皆さんなんか電気のつけっぱなしとか水の無駄をやめましょうねとか、こうペットボトルはリサイクルしましょうみたいな、そういう話でこう終わりになっちゃうっていうかさ、かこう企業がいかにこう甚大なインパクトをもたらしているかっていうのはあんまり話されないよね。
Well, I think, so when you talk about climate change and people think of Al Gore andsuper hurricanes, you know, sort of a scaremongery version of what could happen. There are a lot of people who just say, I don't believe it. Maybe. The climate always changes, right? So there are a lot of skeptics to climate change. Even now, in the population, there are a huge number of climate skeptics, way more than, you know, the vaccine issue or whatever else.
Yeah.
But people don't disagree on the negative health impacts of pollution. And pollution is not a political issue. So the way for everyone to come together and fix the problem is to pass legislation to restrict pollution. Because we have so many studies now that directly demonstrate the impacts on people's health from
right.
air pollution. There was another study that came out recently that found that air pollution is estimated to kill at least 30,000 people per year in the United States alone. That's two birds, one stone, and it kind of threads the needle politically, because people can agree that pollution's bad.
Yeah.
And everyone saw what happened in Shanghai. Do we need more case studies? It seems, you know, it seems kind of crazy that we can't just be... I haven't heard anyone say, like, just ban pollution, right?
Yeah.
Like the carcinogenic pollution.
Right.
Carbon dioxide doesn't kill you. That other stuff does.
Right.
But if you target the other stuff, the source is the same as the source from the carbon dioxide. So it still works.
だから結局その経済活動とか企業にダメージを与えないようにしようっていうのが優先的になっちゃってるわけじゃない今って。だからその、それに、そこに忖度したまま技術が向上して、なんとかこの問題を解決するのを待ってて間に合うのか、それとももうどっかしらでもう企業に怒られようがなんだろうが、これはもう本当にやばいですってなるのか、どっちが先なのかっていう問題だけど、私は後者だと思うけどね。
I think companies can defend themselves against the climate change thing. I mean, they seem to have been able to do that, but I don't think they can do it with pollution. Isn't it crazy that we're actually changing the planet, that it's actually happening?
Yeah.
That the entire ball, the third ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is like morphing
yeah.
into something else.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And we're doing it using, like, the way I like to think about the climate change problem is that the atmosphere is a fluid. It's a fluid. Just think of it as a fluid, like a liquid or something.
Mm.
And it's a fluid that has a certain chemical composition. Now, the chemical composition was what it was, and then, which was great. It seemed to be working great for us. You know, the climate was not doing what it's doing now. But when we started to take the carbon, which was stored underground for hundreds of millions of years, and release it into the atmosphere, we changed the chemical composition of the atmosphere, which changes how the atmosphere captures
mm-hmm.
radiation. So Because we think of air as like it's almost not there.
Right.
I feel like that's part of the problem. It's just like, it just goes into the air. It's like, it's gone. You know what I mean?
I guess. まあ見えないからね。
Well, that's what people thought. Like, all farmers and everyone, you know, if they wanted to get rid of something, they would burn it.
Right.
And then it would just go up. It's gone.
Up, up and away.
Yeah, it's gone. Bye. Right? That's what we used to think, but we know that's not true anymore.
Yeah. Wow. 次。
In a study published in Scientific Reports by researchers at the University of Barcelona, 58 volunteer participants entered a virtual reality scenario in which they sit across a table from themselves and give themselves psychotherapy in the third person. Study author Mel Slater stated the following, speaking to Inverse. We are normally better at giving counseling to a friend than to ourselves. What the body swapping enables is that you become the friend. You see and hear yourself from the outside as if you were someone else. In the experiment, the participants enter virtual reality by wearing a headset and explains their troubles to Sigmund Freud, who is sitting across the table. They then enter Freud's body and see and hear themselves explaining their own problem from Freud's perspective. After providing themselves with some advice, they revert to their own body and listen to the advice being given to them by Freud. 1 week after the experience, 86% of subjects who had swapped, who had body swapped, reported feeling differently about their problems versus just 48% for the control.
Scientific Reports に掲載されたバルセロナ大学の研究で、58人の被験者に VR の世界に入ってもらい、テーブルの向かいに座っているシグムンド・フロイトに自分の悩みを話してもらいました。次に一つのグループだけフロイトの体に入ってもらい、自分が悩みを話している様子を客観的に見た上で、自分に対してアドバイスさせました。その後また自分の体に戻り、今度はフロイトの口から先ほどのアドバイスを聞きました。1週間後悩みが改善されたかどうか尋ねると、コントロール群では 48% がはいと答えていたのに対し、体を交換したグループは 86% がはいと答えていました。研究を率いたメルスレーター氏はインバースに対し以下のように話しています。私たちは自分自身よりも友人に対してカウンセリングする方が得意です。体を交換することで、あなた自身が友人になり、自分が他人であるかのように外側から見聞きできるのです。これは面白いね。
うん。
ただなんかフロイトになりきっちゃうなんかなりきっちゃってさ、こうアドバイスするときに全部こう性的なものに結びつけて言いたくなったりとかしちゃいそうだから、この人が誰かによっても変わってきそうじゃない？
The avatar?、うん、like what avatar you use?
うん、
hmm.
それがこう、
Well, if you have strong feelings about Freud specifically, then maybe、yeah. that would make a difference.
なんかこう知らない人の見た目の方がいいとか、mm. お母さんの方がいいとか、なんかそう、それによってこう、mm.言うことが変わるのかどうかもちょっと気になる。
Well, I think Freud, I mean, Freud said a lot of smart, sensible stuff too. I mean, I think, but I guess he does have some like connotation that,、
yeah.
that could have affected the study. But、I thought this was a fascinating experiment, and I think、ね、VR is super promising for、counseling and sort of、therapeutic mental health、uses, because you're still embodied, you still like have a body, but you're in a different world, you're with people that areanonymous and you're anonymous, and people can just listen to each other say the craziest things, and you don't have to worry about them pushing you away, or you don't have to worry about hurting their feelings, or you don't have to worry about, you know, you can just talk to someone. Maybe someone will have advice, or maybe they won't, but、just the virtual realityas a context, I think, just with the normal VR chat stuff、
hmm.
can be really helpful for people. And、mm-hmm. I've noticed that it seems to me like a lot of people who have sicknesses, have disabilities, maybe they're disfigured or something. A lot of those people who don't like to go outside because, you know, people will judge them or they think people will judge them or whatever, a lot of them go into the VR chat world to, like, talk about their life experience. And so...
結局こう何か悩みがあったりとか自分を責めてるみたいな時っていうのはそれが他人だったら絶対そんな厳しいこと言わないでしょみたいな言葉を自分に対しては投げつけちゃうことっていうかあるわけじゃない。だから確かにこういうふうに客観的に自分を見ることによってあまあそんなにね自分を責めなくていいかとかっていうのはなりそう。
There's also, I think, a phenomenon of if you can interact with people that way, then you can see that not everyone is mean or judgmental. And
It depends, right? If they're actually mean. Like on the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can see something on Reddit or whatever and people can be brutal.
But it's much, I think it's much easier for people to be, there's no point to go into a VR chat setting with your headset on and all this stuff. Go out of your way to interact with people almost in person, right? And then to just be a huge dick and just be a total asshole in there. It doesn't, I think it's much easier to just go on Twitter or go on Reddit or go on YouTube comments.
でもだってさ、ゲームとかでもさ、ハラスメントがあるわけじゃん。わざわざそのゲームの世界に行って、ゲームを楽しむんじゃなくて、人をハラしてる人っているわけじゃん。
But I think that mostly happens because of the competitive context. So if I have weapons and I'm getting shot at and we're trying to kill each other, we're like, yo, let's kill this guy. You know, like, and then I finally kill the guy, then I'm going to crouch over his head repeatedly.
でも Second Life みたいな別にそういうコンペティティブじゃないところでもあるわけじゃん。
Oh, that,
セクハラしたりとかさ。So,
well, I'm sure there's that too, but if you're telling people about your, you know, your rare disease and then they try to like virtually molest you or something, just...
I'm sure that will eventually happen.
No, I'm sure that has happened, but that doesn't change, that doesn't mean that these people should avoid using it or something like that.
昨日なんかあれ見たよ。 LA の VR マッサージパーラーみたいな。
Okay.
こうマッサージチェアに多分座って、でこう自分のいる場所を選べるみたいな。でこう風が吹いたり、何やらせるみたいなやつ。
Are you in a seated position?
Yeah.でも結構ディストピアっぽい。そこのウェブサイトも結構ディストピアっぽいっていうか、なんかサイファイ風に作ってるから、なんだろう、いや別に本当のマッサージ行けばいいじゃんみたいな感じの、なんかわざわざこれをやるっていうところでこう、
Wait, they're saying that?
ディストピアっぽいなって私が思った。
I thought that was their message. Like,
no.
You go to their website, it's like, what are you doing here?
No.
This is so sad. No, are you sure you want this product? You should go get a real massage, trust me.
でも、それはそう思った。まあ、だから旅行とかに行く暇がないとか、そこまでお金がないとかで、でも、そういう体験をしたいっていう分にはいいかもしれないけど、実際の、こう、実際に例えばリゾートに行ってマッサージを受けるものの代替になるかっていうと、まあ、まだそこまでではないよね。
Would you be interested in trying this? Do you think you could get into it? Like, because you talk, right?
Yeah.
And then you hear yourself.
Yeah.
And then you give yourself advice. Right. Like you, because you have the VR headset on the whole time and you haven't really moved, it could feel like you're just watching a movie or something. Like, how do you even know that? I mean, you can feel your face moving, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes,
I want to try this. I mean, 想像してるよりなんか違う。あ、こういう感じなんだって、こう意外な発見みたいなのはありそう。
Do you feel like you give other people good advice better than you give yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, そうでしょう。だって他人に厳しいこと言わないもん。
It's like, but if you explain your situation to yourself, a version of yourself that doesn't know about the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say you cloned yourself, right?
Yeah.
And then you were separated from your clone.
Okay.
And then 5 years from now, your clone has a major problem. Do you feel like...
She's five.
No. Fully grown, synchronized
okay.
clone.
Okay. So somehow she's 32.
32.
Okay.
Literally five, but she's 32.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you've been separated for like 5 years or whatever.
Yeah.
And do you think you'd be able to give your clone good advice? Probably, right? There's no reason why you couldn't give your clone good advice.
It's yeah, like, you know. It doesn't matter if it's the clone me or some other random friend, right? What's
Does it?
The difference?
What's the difference between that and not having a clone and just talking to yourself?
Well, because, like, aren't you naturally harder on yourself than on others? Well, maybe it depends, but I am, so.
Do you think you're too hard on yourself?
Often, yeah. I mean, I guess people with that kind of tendency tend to get depression. So, yeah. 伊集院さんとかもさ、多分そういうテンデンシーがあって、聞いてるとわかるもん、すごい気持ちが。なんか、自分で変なルールを設定しちゃって、そのルールを誰にも強制されてないんだけど、破れなくなっちゃう。それで首を絞めるみたいな。で、こう、それをちゃんとできてないと、自分がこうフェイリアみたいな感じになって責めちゃうとかさ、そういうこう、でそれは別に他人にはやんない。
But you feel that on like this local, like, I don't know. My despair comes from like a bigger. I feel like I don't know. I feel. I guess it's just.Classic existential, like if everything, you know, if the sun's gonna explode, then what's, you know?
Are you having a midlife crisis?
I've always had a midlife crisis. Well, I never came out of my initial existential crisis. I don't know how everyone else is just kind of walking around pretending that we're not just.
Well, I think uncertainty for the future とかまあ実際何か原因がコンクリートな原因があってのアンザイエリーとかもある時もあるし、まあでもう一個にそのなんか変なルールを設定しちゃってそれで自分の首を絞めるっていうのはある、から確かにこう自分を客観的に見れたらいやそんなのいいんだよって言ってあげるもん。ただそれを自分に言うのが普段はなぜか難しいっていう。
Do you have a relationship with like your future and past self, or you don't do that?
My future self?
Yeah.
Do you have a relationship with your future self? How is that possible?
So I have a relationship with my future self because I know that when I make a decision to do something that's better or worse for my future self.
Like, but then how do you know?
So like a really simple example is like, should I...
work out today ってこと? Or eat a bunch of ice cream and get
anything
that.
I don't want to do.
Right.
Or anything that, like anything that's hard.
A future って結構すごい near future ってこと? もう来週の自分とかっていう話?
It doesn't matter.
明日の私とか。
But, I mean, maybe it's easier to understand that way.
Right.
But you're constantly negotiating between your future self. Like,
right.
am I going to do the laundry now? Or,
right, right. Ah, そういうこと?
Oh, can I just do it later?
Yeah.
Right? So like, you, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's the next day and it's like, oh, I have to do the laundry.
Right.
And then you think back on your past self who was like, I'll just do it later. It's like that motherfucker.
So,
so it's like,
I try to be nicer to my future self in that sense. Yeah.
Lazier.
No. Hmm? No.だから今頑張って後で後の自分が困らないようにしようっていうタイプ。
Yeah.
Yeah. そうだね。そういう、だから、その relationship で言ったら、I'm very nice to the future mommy. Are you nice to your future self?
I don't know. It's all kind of relative.
Or is your
right?
future self always pissed with
I'm nicer to my you. Future self than my past self was to my current self.
なるほどね。
Right?
So you're improving.
I think that's what that means.
I guess, yeah. そっか。
Because you can be in a state of mind where you really don't care about your future self.
そうだね。
Like, fuck my future self.
そうだね。
Right?
うん。
So that relationship somehow, I feel like if it is more explicit, it's better. Or at least you have the opportunity to make it better. Maybe you don't, but to think about it, I think can be helpful. Because you're going to be that person.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know. How do you like live in the moment then? How do you go skydiving? Well, if my parachute doesn't open, then my future self will be dead. You know, like how do you take a risk? So it's always a negotiation.
そうだね。次。
According to a new study in PNAS by researchers at Boston Children's Hospital, artificial intelligence may be able to diagnose autism spectrum disorders by measuring spontaneous fluctuations in pupil dilation and heart rate. Lead researcher Fagiolini stated the following: "We want to have some readout of what's going on in the brain that is quantitative, objective, and sensitive to subtle changes. More broadly, we are lacking biomarkers that are reflective of brain activity, easy to quantify, and not biased. A machine could measure a biomarker and not be affected by subjective interpretations of how a patient is doing. The researchers trained a deep learning algorithm to recognize the abnormal pupillary patterns which present in mice with Rett syndrome, CDKL5 disorder, and BTBR. They then used the algorithm to predict Rett syndrome in young girls from their heart rate variability with 80% accuracy in the first 2 years of life. Both pupil dilation and heart rate fluctuate in a similar way as proxies for autonomic arousal, something which is strongly preserved across different species and is a robust indicator of abnormal development."
米国科学アカデミー機構に掲載されたボストン小児病院の研究で、瞳孔の大きさと心拍数を測ることによって人工知能に自閉症を診断させることが可能であることが分かりました。研究ではまずレッド症候群、小児転換、自閉症のネズミの瞳孔の動きを深層学習アルゴリズムに学習させました。すると2歳までの女の子の場合、心拍数の変動を使ってレッド症候群を予測できる確率が 80% でした。瞳孔と心拍数は自律神経の覚醒に伴って変動を見せますが、人間以外の動物でも同様で発達異常を示す指標となります。これを使わないと何パーセントの確率で分かるの？
Well, they don't have any method for trying to diagnose that early.
ああ、そうなんだ。
Well, they can actually attempt to, well, successfully predict with 80% accuracy before current diagnostic methods are able to detect anything.
なるほどね。
Because right now, it's kind of like,I mean, I don't know the exact test they do to diagnose something like Rett syndrome or these disorders, but they have noticed that people who have these disorders display some different behavior in terms of their pupil dilation and their heart rate. I mean, those are subconsciously controlled by the nervous system. It's not something that a subject can voluntarily do, right?And so just by analyzing the frequency of these things and picking up the patterns, they're able to predict? I mean, I don't know if they can distinguish between Rett syndrome and MBTBR and these things at this point, but yeah, it would allow for earlier diagnosis, and the implications are not just for these conditions, but monitoring pupil dilation and heart rate could lend insights into other conditions as well, you know, analyzing those with AI to pick up patterns. So
interesting.
It's kind of creepy. Imagine having a robot just kind of look at your eyeballs for a while. Be right. Like, you're sick. It's like, damn.
I guess. でも早く分かった方がいいもんね。
Well, they've previously used deep learning, and it was able to recognize patterns in people's facial structure for autism spectrum disorder. A lot of the information that isn't explicit to us, because we're not tuned to see it, is actually there. So there is a ton of genetic information just in your face, in the way that your eyes move, like just down to an insane level. So deep learning will be able to tease all that kind of stuff out.
Right. あの、自閉症とか特に女の子だとこうコミュニケーション能力が高かったりして周りが気づかないで、年がもうちょっと大きくなっちゃうとか、そうするとやっぱり後からアジャストするとかこう訓練するのが難しくなっちゃうから、まあ、本当は早く分かった方がいいっていうじゃん、だから、まあ、こういうのがあると便利だよね、すごく。
Well, everyone thinks that the way they feel is normal.
Yeah.
So it's very common for people to have certain neurological conditions to not be aware of it until much later in life, when the consequences of your behavior are much more serious at that point. So you don't have as much time to like understand what's going on or how to deal with it.
Yeah.
So
なんかこう常に人と比べてるわけじゃないか分かんないもんね。私の友達もさ、あれなんだったんだっけ？卵巣かなんか問題があって。こう腫れてたんだよね、ずっと。でポコってお腹のところずっと出てたんだって、でもなんかバンプがずっとあったんだけど、なんかそれが普通だと思ってて気づかなかったみたいな。
Like a hernia or something?
Kind of. でもみんなあると思ってて、みたいな。
It's quite common though、
like、よく考えたらみんなあるわけないんだけど、まあなんか慣れちゃっててちょっとあんま考えてなかったみたいな、そういうことってよくあるじゃん。
Just think it's normal.
Yeah. だからそういうのもね、こう AI がさ見てくれればさ、便利だよね。
It's also scary. I mean, it's always scary when we talk about AI. I feel like, but
it's kind of like 23andMe とかもさ、こうなんだろう、具体的に自分が聞いた質問じゃない。けどいろんな答えを出してくるわけじゃない、あなたはこういう傾向があるはずとか、この間なんだっけ、好きなアイスの味、なんかバニラかチョコかだったらあなたの遺伝情報だったら多分バニラみたいなこと言われて、いやチョコだしって思ったけどまあそれは傾向の話だからね、別にみんながみんな当たってるってわけじゃないんだけど、
I think mine wasちゃんとチョコって書いてあって、
あ本当
I'm not sure about
it. そうだからそういうこうなんだろう、まあ、それはちょっと当たってなかったけど、そういう当たってるやつの方が多いからね。
I haven't found anything that's really off. I feel like I don't know.
あれ
I can't surprise it.
Sweet and savory のやつとかも面白かった。
Well,the propensity to engage in risky activity is quite interesting. It's like almost something like 95% of people that are related to me have gone skydiving, which is like way, way higher than the average.
You haven't, right?
No.
I wonder what's wrong.
The most cowardly person in the family. No, I don't know. I don't know. But like that's like shocking to me. Like that doesn't make sense. So I feel like going around and asking all these people I've never met, but I'm related to. Yeah, have you gone skydiving? Like, is everyone like, what is, that just seems like such a weird thing.
Yeah.
But apparently that's genetic. There's a genetic correlation for people that have gone, that go skydiving and who don't. It's like
yeah.
there's...
まあだってさ、すごい差があるもんね。こう絶対やりたいっていう人と、もう絶対死んでもやりたくない。絶対一生やりませんみたいな人がいるわけじゃん。
うん、
それって別になんかこう、
死んでもやりたくない。
死んでもやりたくない。それって別になんか怖い経験をしたとかっていうよりも、単純にこう想像しただけで嫌だみたいなさ。
うん、
だもんね。
Yeah.I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to do it. But there are so many... there have been such crazy advances in what they're able to do now for... or what they will be able to do for healthcare, specifically health insurance and preventative medicine using genetics and using deep learning.
Yeah.
Between...modern gene sequencing and deep learning, I mean, they can really help people not worry about certain things and worry about the things they should worry about, you know? And that would really optimize. So, like, right now, the health care market is so dark. Like, people don't know how things are going to play out. Like, the hospital doesn't know that,you know, someone is essentially scheduled for breast cancer, you know, like we don't have that information, but we could. That sort of thing, like, it'll be interesting to see how that takes shape. In the government sense, but...
あの、この間日本の平均寿命がまた発表されて、男女ともに、増えてたけど、やっぱりその抗がん剤が良くなったことによって、まあ、がんで死ぬ人がどんどん減ってるっていうのがあるって書いてあったね。だからその、遺伝子検査とかも今まだ自費だけど、これが例えば最初にマンダトリーになったとして、まあ、がんですってなった段階でもすぐやるとかによって、無駄な治療を長くやっちゃうとか無駄な薬を投与して、まあ、効くかどうかちょっと試してみるとかっていうのがカットできればまた、なんだろう、時間をもっと稼げることもあるだろうしね。
Yeah, I don't really see anything at like at a state level anywhere talking about, you know, how that sort of thing would be implemented or because it has, there are like weird implications forfor health insurance and the whole sort of pre-existing condition topic kind of gets a wrench thrown into it. Well, there should be incentives for people to obtain this sort of statistical risk information and then I think...I don't know how else countries can really get their healthcare costs down aside from levering technologies like this and then using that predictive power to really save people from medical situations that are extremely expensive.
Yeah.
You know, it's preventative.
Right. So, like, now, really, preventative. Right. So, like, now, really, preventative. Right. So, like, now, really, preventative. Right. So, like, now,でそれを遺伝子検査すれば分かるんだけど、まあ、せずにとりあえずみんなにあげてみるみたいな、でその薬ほとんど無駄になってるし、それ飲んでる人も時間無駄になっちゃってるし、だから、まあ、今自費だから多分ね、まあ、結構十何万とか忘れちゃったけど結構高いからやんない人も多いけど、
for example,
それを国がカバーしてくれれば、
for things like strokeheart attack or certain, there are also certain congenital diseases that develop later in life. So like right now, if you're born with Huntington's disease or something, then that's what it is. But it seems much better if we can, I mean, I don't know. It's so complicated because on the flip side, you don't want to have, there can be a negative consequence to information, you know, that can be a real thing too.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe you aren't the first person that looks at it or something. I don't know. But there are a lot of diseases and medical situations that could just be prevented. I don't know. I've just been seeing all this debate about like healthcare and stuff in the States, and I was thinking like, why, you know, if you know those videos where people get like hearing aids or they get the glasses that let them see for the first time, or someone gets LASIK, or like, I feel like those things specifically should just be subsidized.
You know, for sure.
You know, so everyone should get an option for free LASIK. I mean, I don't know if you want it to be free, but heavily if it's just free, then, you know, people with barely bad eyesight is like, oh, maybe it could be a little bit better. It's like, no, you know, it should still cost a few hundred dollars or something, but but it shouldn't prevent anyone from accessing it. It should, the price is a deterrent for clowns. Mm. But you know, you want your population to have good eyesight, good hearing, you know. People who have had LASIK, you know, their life is completely different. And people who get hearing aids, their life is completely different. Yeah. Like not even, well, obviously for deaf people, but for people that have like just bad hearing, get hearing aids, they don't.
ね、あの colorblind glasses のビデオも今めちゃくちゃいっぱいあるけど、
that shit
is crazy. いつ見てもいいよね。
Yeah. And probably braces, like braces.
Right.
And prosthetics.
Yeah.
Like those things seem like, because I think everyone in society can agree that those people could help themselves better if they just had those sorts of things. I don't hear politicians saying that. Wouldn't that be like the easiest pitch ever if you were a politician? Just like LASIK and braces and hearing aids and just, I mean, your basic senses as a human.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't really agree with the majority of the people here when it comes to politics, if you look at the election results, so.
Well, I mean, that can't be that surprising.
I don't know. I was a bit surprised because I thought, well, it just feels like people are getting poor and there are a lot of, you know, children in poverty and the government is trying to raise the consumption tax. And I thought that more people would be,
you know. They are raising it, right?
Yeah.
They're raising it to 10?
Yeah. So I thought that people would be against it, but it seems like most people here are for it if you look at the election results. So,
well, if you raise the consumption tax, it suppresses
dumbfounded
consumption, which is bad for the economy.
Yeah.
But
so I don't know.
But the government gets more money.
Yeah, so I don't really know what's happening.
Well, Japan has created a significant debt problem over the last decade or few decades. And so, and then they did all that, you know, open market purchases and devalued the yen in an effort to reduce the apparent cost of Japanese exports, such as automobiles, which was supposed to help the economy. But that can only work for, you know, that's a short-term thing. So now we're caught back up in the whole debt thing, so they got to raise. I mean, it's just a crazy cycle. So
yeah, and I'm just kind of surprised that people are for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I guess people are rich.
Well, that's not what's going on. People aren't richer. I don't think that's what's going on.
But they're acting like they are, in my opinion.
People are afraid of... People don't want risk right now. The world is like... seems unstable, you know? And when people are scared, they don't... I mean, there could be better candidates too. I mean, I think there could be better options. I certainly feel that way in the States right now. Look at who's like, holy smokes. Like, holy smokes. Like, seriously, I cannot believe who ends up on these political stages. Like, bro, really? This is the best? This is it? These are the best people? It's crazy.
Yeah.
It blows my mind, honestly. Like,
it's all the reality show people. Yeah. After Trump.
Well, it's not even reality show.
Maybe you can just keep picking reality stars from now on. That can be the thing.
Well,
why not?
Well, I don't think any of... I think we're in for some more reality star for a while, if I'm being honest. I just cannot believe the low qual. Two researchers at the Auckland University of Technology installed water monitors on a surviving tree stump and two neighboring trees in a forest. Installed water monitors on a surviving tree stump and on two neighboring trees in a forest and found that the healthy trees were sharing water with the stump each night, keeping it alive. While surviving stumps have been reported since the 1800s, the mechanism for their survival was not well understood. During the day, water evaporates through the leaves at the tops of the trees, triggering the flow of water. In the evening, when it is cooler, water and nutrients flow through the stump, keeping it alive. According to the researchers, these networks between trees suggest that forest ecosystems could be considered superorganisms. Furthermore, they speculate that sustaining the stump likely provides some evolutionary benefit to the forest.
オークランド工科大学の研究で、森の中でまだ生きている木の切り株と周辺の木2本に水モニターを取り付けて観察したところ、健康な木が毎晩切り株に水を分け与えており、切り株が死なないように助けていることが分かりました。切り株が生きながらえる現象については1800年代から確認されていましたが、そのメカニズムについてはよく分かっていませんでした。日中の間、健康な木は上部の葉っぱから水分が蒸発して、木の内部に水の流れが生み出されており、夜になって気温が下がり活動が抑制されると、今度は水や栄養が切り株に運ばれていました。これにより、森のエコシステムが超個体として機能していることがわかります。また、切り株を生かしておくことが森にとって進化的意義がある可能性があるとチームは推測しています。
面白いね、うん、ちゃんとなんか死なんていうの死なないようにおじいちゃんを助けてるみたいなことだよね。
うん。Well, it's not even おじいちゃん。It was cut. It was chopped down.
だから要は葉っぱがないから光合成ができないっていうことだもんね、切り株は。だから普通だったら死ぬって思うけど、うん、生きてるやつがあって、mm. それはこう元気な木が助けてくれてるっていう。
Yeah,
でも何の進化的意義があったんだろうね。
Well, keeping the stump there allows it to, instead of just decaying away and coming out of the ground, the root system attached to that stump is holding the soil together and preventing it from eroding. So if you suddenly just pulled the stump out, then there'd be this weird space in the forest that's not supposed to be there. And the water could pool up there, run through it. And like it erodes like over time if you don't have the branches of trees and like the whole, there's a whole like mycelial network that's also in there.
なるほどね。
Yeah, so the stump remains on some kind of support system.
Hmm. Interesting. 超固体.
Have you seen that? Living stumps? I feel like I've seen it.
Yeah.
Like little, like really little branches start growing out the side.
Yeah.でもなんか自分が本当に目で見たことあるのか、ただ今なんかイメージできる、こうなんかフェイクの、フェイクというか、mm-hmm. 自分が生み出した妄想なのかちょっとわかんない。
Yeah.
その、特にこう生きてる切り株との個人的な思い出はないから、本当に見たことあるかどうかちょっと確かではない。
Find one and make strong, meaningful memories with it.
だから生きてる場合は、こう、周りに必ず健康な仲間の木がいるっていうことだよね。
うん。
だその一人ではもちろん生きながらえることはできないから。
Yeah, if the other trees weren't there, it would die.
This is like a nice story, right? It's heartwarming.
Well, maybe the tree wants to die and just get out of there. It's like, oh, my 上半身 was cut off. I'm in so much pain, but
just let me go.
Yeah, they're like forcing
me. やめてもほら映
画。Soil のためにひどいじゃん。
いや、そうじゃないと思いたいよ。喜んでるってことにしようよ。そうないと怖いもん。逆に。
Life is a stump.
Yeah.I wonder it's what it's like.
It's got to be rough. It's way better to be a full tree, right?
Or maybe it's more like a retired tree, you know? Just chilling.
No. Like, that's not a normal part of... Like people decide to retire. If you get chopped down with an axe...
まあ、そうだけど。まあ、強制的だけど。Still. I don't know.
No.
せっかく heartwarming な話と思ったのに大変なしじゃん。
Well, I think it is, because I mean, there are a lot of examples of this in nature, but having support systems between individual members of a species so that if something unfortunate happens to one member of the species, that it can kind of be carried along and still contribute something to the greater...group. I mean, there are also examples of none of us are trying to help that zebra. Like, you're getting eaten so the rest of us can escape. Like, there's also that. There's also that, so.
Right. Well, this is, this is a different situation, right? It's not, it won't affect the others by helping this guy. It's not like you will get cut also by helping this stump.
What, like humans will get mad that you're keeping
like,
the
what
stump
are you doing?
Alive? You tried to kill that tree and you're keeping it alive. So
here's your punishment.
But no. I mean, this could actually be useful information. If you are deforesting, like if you're cutting down a forest, maybe cut down the trees in a way that they're spaced out so that the stump can remain. And that way you don't lose any of the soil integrity.So you can like single out, you know, one every fourth tree, every fifth, whatever the scientists say would work. Because if you cut down the 10 trees closest to you, then they're all gone. The soil erodes and we lose the ecosystem. But if you cut down 10 trees in the forest and they're spaced out and the stumps can persist...then maybe that's better. I mean, eventually you'll just end up with all stumps. I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. Well, that's a better scenario if you look at palm oil situation where the entire, like not even the roots are left.
Yeah, well, not even the animals on the trees are left.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
And not even the, yeah, nothing's left.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the worst.I think, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. Think of the Earth as one super organism. You know, some people think of it that way. There are a lot of weird characters on this super organism. You know, you have trees and like kiwis and flying squirrels and like whales and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, who are all these characters?
Flying squirrel is a funny character, for sure.
Right?
Yeah. Cute, too.
Yeah. But, you know, all these characters, they have some special role. They matter. You know, the flying squirrel matters. The badger matters. Skunks, like, perform some function, right? So the idea is, even across species, there's still like an interspecies support system that works not through like positive intention, but just through balance.
Yeah. この間日曜日に、あの、日曜サンデーだっけ？あの、日曜日の爆笑問題の番組で、また太田さんがバイリンガルニュース宣伝してくれてたんだけど、いつもマミー&マイケルって言ってるから、番組の名前を忘れちゃって。
Oh, that's fine.
あの、マミー&マイケルっていう番組が、あれ、番組の名前なんだっけな、なんだっけなって言って、田中さんが、バイリンガルニュースねって言ってたけど。なんか結構がっつり宣伝してくれてた。超ありがたい。相手が中学生だったんだけどね。
ああ。
そう。
ああ、中学生に。
そう。なんか英語の、そう。英語の成績があんま良くないっていう中学生におすすめしてた。
うん。
まあ中学生だったら聞いても大丈夫かなと思ったけど。
How old is?
中学生。中学生。Like、まあ、13、14、15かな。
うん、
ちょっとギリかな。まあ最近の中学生は。
最近の中学生。
小学生はちょっとね、ダメだと思うけど。うん、中学生ギリ大丈夫かなって思うけど、どうかな。
最近の中学生。Are they like super dirty? Is your...
I don't know if they're super dirty, but they should know that there's porn and...
Should they?
Yeah.
猫。
あ、猫？なんで、何の音かと思っちゃった。
Mm. Well, I was thinking we could, we could add some kind of like, maybe like inside of our app, we can, maybe people can like say like, this is dirty, or this is inappropriate, or this is like, 子供 OK。
ああ、そうだね。
じゃない、エピソード。
確かにね。
So people can kind of see.
確かにね。
Because right now it's kind of all just explicit.
いや、結構、so, あの車で聞いてる人とかね、困る人もいるっぽいもんね。
But I don't want to make that judgment myself or ourselves.
うん、わかんないしね。なんかどういうのが何歳から大丈夫ってさ、わかんなくない？子供実際いない。なんていうの、その中学生と高校生とかと触れ合う機会がないから、どれぐらいなんかピュアなのかとか、意外とここぐらいになるともうピュアじゃないとかわかんない。
What about today?
今日は大丈夫そうじゃない、
really? Are you sure?
セクシャルの話、 あ
ったよ、
うん、セクシャルの話してなくない、不倫の話はしたけど、でも大丈夫じゃない今日は。
大丈夫か、
うん、この間ね、あの爆笑問題がなんかテレビで金玉カッターの話ちょっとしてた。
はい、懐かしい。
そう懐かしいと思って。
金玉カッター、
そう。なんかやっぱりね、爆笑問題がテレビ出てると見ちゃうんだよね。あっ、うん、と思って。親戚のおじさん、
I wanna see. I haven't seen it.
そう、面白かった。
Did you see the asteroid thing?
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Called
ニアミスしたやつ
2019 OK
OK
OK That's the name of the asteroid. The name of it is 2019 OK
OK
Which is kind of weird. And
is that supposed to be funny? Like funny on purpose?
I don't think so. I'm not sure. But it's like we were like, it's kind of funny because it's like 2019 wasYou know, giddy giddy, okay, because
yeah.
It missed.
Yeah.
But, you know, these stories come up once in a while, like, oh, this asteroid almost hit Earth. But, and then I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But this one was actually super close. Yeah. It was 72,000 kilometers away.
Right.
Earth is 12,700 kilometers across.
Hmm. やばいね。
So it's like, it's right there.
Yeah.
It's 1/5 of the distance to the moon.
Okay.
That's how close it was.
やばいやば。
We have satellites. We have satellites that are further away.
Okay.
Than 2019 OK was.
Did they know?
No, they didn't know. They it wasn't detected until, well, someone had observed it, but nobody knew that it was
okay.
Potentially dangerous or that it was going to come that close.
Okay.
I think until just several days before it showed up. I think it passed on the 25th or something. Can't remember exactly. Yeah, by that. But it was... It could have been as large as 130 meters across, and it looks like it was traveling at like 20s or 30s kilometers per second. But when it flew past Earth, it accelerated up to like almost 55 kilometers per second per. Second. Per second. That's like 1 second, right?
Yeah.
Imagine traveling 50 kilometers.
Yeah.
Like in 1 second. It's like really fast. And so some experts were saying they think it would be around 30 times the size of the Hiroshima bomb. You know, the Hiroshima bomb is
right.
Like the standard reference for
yeah.
anything that blows up really big. But we don't actually know the density and we don't actually know the size precisely.
Oh.
So there's actually quite a bit of range.
Hmm.
So it's possible it could have been, you know, 100 times or 500 times.
わかんないもんなんだっていうことがわかってしまった感じなんだけど。
Yeah, so we should all thank fate or God or flying spaghetti monster, whatever you want. That.
でもさ、分かってなかったからみんなストレスフリーでさ、のんびりと暮らしてたけどさ、分かってたらみんな超ストレスで、もうあーってなってたからさ、ある意味分かんなくてよかったのかな。
I guess.
だって結果としては変わんないじゃん。
I guess, but I think we should think aboutfiguring out how to stop these things
そうだよね。
because it's kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
Like literally, one of these rocks could hit Earth.
Yeah.
And this is, it's all over. It's all over. You know, the skies are black for, you know, a million years or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And all humans are dead. It's the worst mistake we ever could have made is to not.Stop the rock from hitting us, and so it's when we just got lucky,
yeah.
right? I mean, if it did, if this one hit, it probably wouldn't have wiped out all life on Earth, but it would wipe out too much life on Earth, you know. So,
yeah, we're
it's super weird,
lucky
right?
just by being here.
Like, isn't it weird? How can 7 billion people just be like, "Whoa, we almost died." Anyways,
oh, well.
Like literally, so
let's move on.
It's weird.
Let's move on and not talk about this ever again.
That thing flew so close to us that if we had put a camera on it, it would have looked really, really cool to get like a flyby shot of Earth.
Right, right.
I think we should do that next time. Just send a little fire a really robust camera into a near potential near Earth object.And then we can see from the asteroid's point of view.
And how it hits us. And we all die.
It'll live stream. Wouldn't you watch a live stream of an incoming asteroid that might hit Earth? I would watch the shit out of that live stream.
I don't know. Like,
no.
When I'm about to die, would I want to be...
Oh, you're not going to die.
Watching what would kill me?
You're not going to die. We all know that it's going to pass... You know, just 1/5 the distance of the moon away from Earth. Just relax. It'll be fine. Happens all the time.
Yeah, I guess if you know that it's never going to hit us, then I guess I will watch it.
The live stream of the incoming meteor.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
文字起こしのテキストは Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad の公式アプリからチェックできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題、今もやっています。bilingualnews.jp 公式サイトではストアもありますので、ぜひお願いします。
お願いします。
インスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックやってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。バイ。
以上です。